hardly a week passes without a local report or newspaper story about witchcraft. A man recently told officers he had taken a live snake to Mari Musika bus terminus because it's part of his witching tools. About 2 weeks later, a handful of women were discovered wandering naked in the early hours of the morning near Highfield. After being confronted by locals, they claimed they had flown from a rural location in a winnowing basket during one of several nocturnal escapades. But something went wrong and the spell wore off before they could return. In 2006, government acknowledged supernatural powers do exist, but it still prohibits the use of magic to harm someone. Many Zimbabweans, especially those who grew up in rural areas, find it difficult to dismiss the existence of witchcraft. 30-year-old Tendai Manyimo lives in Chitandara. He explains his wife's face became twisted after she was bewitched by rival vendors. He claims she had been running a successful venture.
During the 2008 economic hardships, my wife struck an opportunity to get a lot of sugar supplies. When she came back with it to barter with rural folks, this trouble started. One of our neighbors requested for some packets on credit and she refused. Before the end of the day, she was bleeding from the nose, mouth and ears. And that's when her face got contorted, an ailment that was corrected by a faith healer.
77-year-old David Nyemba from Majambe village believes he was bewitched by his aunt while he was employed as a driver in the city 3 years ago. He says that a turning point in his life because he ended up quitting his job in order to return to village life.
I was the darling of the company management and I did not realize I could have some hidden enemies. My aunt pretended to like me and gave me money to spend. My instinct told me to refuse, but I went against my better judgment and spent it. I was demoted and harassed constantly by my superiors like it never used to happen. I got the answers after visiting a traditional healer.
83-year-old Margaret Mashaya Mombe is a traditional healer in Mutenda village. She says the source of witchcraft is spitefulness within families. Mashaya Mombe adds the frequency of recent reports on the subject indicates forces of good triumphing over evil.